All Jews could read Arabic, not all Jews could read Hebrew. It's interesting that the Pirush HaMishnayos was translated back into Hebrew in a number of different translations. And when we speak about the Rambam, we'll describe it, but it was had to be translated back into Hebrew in order for us to deal with it. But it was written in Arabic. And naturally, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon's Emunas Vedeos was written in Arabic, the Morei Nevuchim of the Rambam was written in Arabic. The Jews adopted Arabic as their language, as their second language. And it would not be later, till the end of the Spanish era, that the Jews would give up on Arabic and adopt Ladino as a jargon, as a second language to be spoken. But the influence of the Muslim revolution, the influence of Islam, so in matters of religion, it had zero influence. But in matters of culture, it had an enormous influence. It changed all of Jewish culture. And that, combined with the decline of Europe in the Dark Ages, shifts the whole emphasis towards the Arabic world. And we'll see that that is exactly what happens in the Tkufas HaGaonim. In order to understand the Tkufas HaGaonim, the period of the Gaonate, which is what we're going to discuss next, in Babylonia, you have to realize that we're living now in an Arab society, in a Muslim society, and that the response of the Jewish people to that is what is reflected in the works and in the life of the Jews during that period of time.